So verse chapter 5, Mishnah 3. So if you look at the end of the Mishnah, you'll see there's a long commentary there on the Kati. It's a difficult Mishnah. There's different ways of interpreting it. So as usual, we'll just take one way. He says, Hayavam eino machel betruma. A yavam does not confer the right to eat truma. So if a woman is the first stage of marriage, it's from both stages of marriage. If she falls for yibum to the brother, because it's Yibum, the Yibum brother who's a Kohen doesn't confer on her the right to eat Truma. She can't eat Truma in that scenario if it's just, she's just fallen for the guy. If they actually do Yibum, then obviously she's married to a Kohen, right? So then she would be allowed to eat Truma. But while she's waiting for Yibum, she's not allowed to eat Truma. As the Shisha Chadashim Bifnei Abal, the Shisha Chadashim Bifnei Yavim. So if she spends 6 months with her husband and 6 months with her Yavam, and this is now going back to the last Mishnah where there's a year in between the two steps, and we said she's not allowed to eat Truma until the year's passed, right? If she's engaged to a Kohen, betrothed to a Kohen, after the year's passed, she was allowed to eat Truma. So this is a mission, even if she spent 6 months with her husband, 6 months with the Yavam, so the year's passed, but it wasn't the whole year with the original husband, right? Afili kulan bifnei abal, even all of them with her husband, chaser yom echad, less 1 day bifnei hayavam, like 1 day before the year was up, the husband died, the betrothed, because they hadn't come in, and she fell for Yibum. Or kulam bifnei hayavim, or all the whole time before the yavim, chasiyo mechab bifnei abal, is 1 day before the baal, eino echeles betruma, she can't eat truma. So there's a dispute amongst the Rishonim if she was with the husband for the whole year, betrothed to him. Because the year had passed and they weren't married, she starts to eat truma, then the husband passes away. Right, and now she falls to the Yavam. So can she eat Truma in that scenario? And that scenario is a dispute. Because she's already started to eat Truma, one opinion says she can continue to eat Truma. And the other opinion says no. In the Yibum scenario, she can never eat Truma. Even if she's already started to eat, she has to stop. But says the Mishnah, Zu Mishnah Rishona. This was the first Mishnah, meaning this was the first teachings of the first courts. Based in Shel Achreim Amru, there came a later court and they said, Eino she'acheles betruma ad she'tikanes l'chupa. In no scenario can the woman start to eat truma until she enters the bridal canopy. So until they finish the whole process and she does the nesuyin and enters the chupa and gets properly married, only at that point can now she start to eat truma. So everything we've said in the last two Mishnayos was changed. And they instituted a later point that until Nisuyin, no truma. She can't eat any truma.